Interesting choice of words, Professor Travers. Where's our asteroid?
Asteroid?
Yes, asteroid. Please concentrate, Professor. Where is it right now?
It's still getting closer, but it doesn't seem to be slowing down anymore. Its speed is constant.
Have you established its trajectory?
It looks like it's going to enter geosynchronous orbit just over Great Britain.
Are you certain?
I'm not certain about anything when it comes to that rock. It's behaving in a most peculiar manner.
Once again, you have an affinity for hitting the nail on the proverbial head.
Doctor, I do wish you'd be more clear. I haven't a clue what you're talking about.
Professor Taylor.
Now we're talking about Taylor and not the asteroid.
I think there's a connection.
You mean beyond mere astrophysics?
I want to know everything he believed about the age of Aquarius. I mean beyond the traditional astrological significance.
I fail to see what this has to do with anything.
Let me enlighten you.
Please do.
Taylor and what appears to be his transcendental meditation class have tapped into some kind of psychic power.
Don't tell me you actually fell for this nonsense.
I used to be as skeptical as you, Professor, until something tried to take over my mind just a few minutes ago.
Something?
Very observant of you. Yes, something. Something out of this world. Something extraterrestrial.
You mean little green men?
Actually, Martians are rather dark-skinned and cumbersome. The beings we're dealing with here, I doubt, have any corporeal form at all. At least, not with the amount of psionic power I felt.
You're losing me.
I think Taylor's Age of Aquarius has arrived, and it's coming on that asteroid.
This is ridiculous. You've left a world of science and joined a lunatic fringe.
Hardly, Professor. Earth is in grave danger. Taylor and his bunch are out there right now gathering their forces for who knows what. That's what we need to find out. It's all connected with that asteroid. We've got to know what it is and how everything is linked, before it's too late.
Too late for what?
That's another question we need answered.
Well, if it will help, we received a donation from the University Museum a few weeks ago. It was a chunk of meteorite that landed just a few kilometers from here.
I don't suppose luck would be on our side, and it came from the same asteroid we're tracking now.
If I remember the spectral analysis reports correctly, I'd be very surprised if it wasn't.
I think we need to take a closer look at it. Now.
It's this way.
Feel the power, my brothers and sisters. Let it course through you all, together as one.
Om, we are one. Om.
You are doing well, my children. Concentrate. Focus your minds. Free yourselves from the bondages of what is past. The future is Aquarius. The future is peace.
The future is Aquarius. The future is peace. Om.
All right. We've had just about enough of this. You're disrupting the campus, Mr. Colby. And you, Professor Taylor. I would have expected at least you to show some reason.
Headmaster, I have never been of a more reasoned mind than I am at this very moment.
Everyone is to disperse immediately or be suspended. And do not touch that meteor. I have called for the authorities. They'll be here any minute to dispose of it. It could be radioactive for all we know, so stand away.
Headmaster, we want you to join us. Can't you feel that?
Join you? In what?
The time has come. The age of Aquarius has arrived.
Enough! Professor Taylor, I put up with your New Age nonsense for long enough. Clean out your office. Your services are no longer required. The rest of you, you have 1 minute to return to your dorms or you'll all be expelled.
His mind is too resistant. Dispose of him.
Of course.
Such is the fate of anyone who will not join us in universal harmony.
Wait. Something's wrong.
I feel it too.
The doctor is approaching the University Museum.
What's there that might interest him, Professor?
We do have another meteor on display. It was donated by that fellow who made our crystal necklaces.
Perhaps we may still persuade a mind such as his to join us.
If not, we now have the power to destroy him. Either way, Let me handle him. He trusts me.
Go in peace, my brother.
In peace.
The fragment is being kept in the west wing of the museum with several other astronomical exhibits of interest. It's become quite popular, if I do say so myself.
Is this it?
Yes.
And what are these?
These are charms that were created from smaller pieces of the meteorite that an elderly gentleman made for display here. I've seen several students wearing similar ones all about campus.
Really? May I borrow one of them for a little while, Professor?
I suppose. If you think it will help, Doctor.
I do.
What are you doing?
If I recall correctly, the lotus position.
I don't understand.
It's time to see what the Age of Aquarius is all about.
If they're as dangerous as you say, are you certain this is a good idea?
Nothing is certain, Professor Travis. Ironically, it all requires a leap of faith.
Welcome, Doctor.
Hello there.
We had so hoped you would join us.
Well, before I sign on the dotted line, I was wondering if I could get a little tour, find out what you're all about.
Of course, Doctor. I can sense you have a very deep mind, full of questions and doubts and fears. Allow me to put them all to rest.
Please do.
We have been watching the Earth for a great deal of time. We have seen its hopes and dreams, and its turmoil and despair. The people of Earth yearn for peace. They do not yet know how to achieve it. We can show them the way.
How charitable of you.
To those who would open their minds and hearts to the power of Aquarius, the world that they have long sought for can finally be theirs.
And what do you get in return?
So suspicious, Doctor. Just open your mind and let Aquarius know your being. All questions will be answered there.
I can feel you probing my thoughts. Really, stooping around without an invitation can get you a trespass citation.
We are all members of the Universal Brotherhood. There should be no secrets between us.
Well, if you're telepathic, why don't you just take my secrets? I presume you could have done that any time you wanted.
We are not barbarian, Doctor. We want you to come of your own free will. All who join us come of their own free will. Even your friend, Mark Newman. He has seen the light, as of you.
And if I refuse?
Those who will not join us cannot be part of the new world and must be purged. There can be no hate in love, Doctor. Even you can see that.
Of course.
Do not delay your decision. Enlightenment will wait only for a short time longer. Until then.
Remarkable.
What happened? You looked as if you were in some kind of a trance.
I was. Had a nice little chat with a fellow named Akar.
I've heard that name before. Some students were talking about him.
Before today?
No, I only heard it when all this stuff started happening.
That would make sense. This Age of Aquarius is definitely connected with our asteroid. Akar, and from what I could gather, a whole host of other beings.
Beings? You mean more than one?
The plural usually does indicate more than one, Professor. Now, if I may continue. The asteroid is being used by creatures of pure thought. I wasn't able to learn too much and still shield my own thoughts from them. But I did manage to discover some startling information Akar was making little effort in hiding.
Such as?
These beings have lived for countless millennia, and as much as it might surprise you, life as a non-corporeal entity has its drawbacks. They can't experience the joy of a good custard pie. And, as if existence couldn't get any less bearable, they don't even know the taste of a good hot cup of tea. Unlivable, I say.
I think you're drifting off topic.
You just have no appreciation for the fine points of life, Professor. But anyway, to make existence somewhat endurable, they travel to an unsuspecting planet and colonize it. Not like you humans would, by planting yourselves and pushing the native life forms into extinction. No. They take over the inhabitants themselves, live out their lives, exhaust the planet's natural resources, then move on. They're like parasites, only worse. At least parasites contribute to the natural order of things. These creatures only consume. They return nothing.
This is unbelievable. Are you certain this Akar creature doesn't realize you know this?
Akar thinks everyone on this planet is human, so what he doesn't know, he's too arrogant to think of. which is probably why, even with Mark under his control, he still doesn't know who I am.
And who are you?
One revelation at a time, Professor. We're working on a timetable here, and it's fixed by that approaching asteroid.
If it hasn't changed course or speed, it should be entering orbit any minute.
As soon as it does, they'll be close enough to begin their transference. These meteors, the one we have here in the museum and the one that landed in the quad earlier today, is their link between them and this planet. They're going to use the meteor the students have in their possession to focus their energy and take over everyone under their control.
And what happens to our world when that happens?
The Earth enters the Age of Aquarius. Unfortunately, you humans won't be around to enjoy it for long.
Only those who are not part of us, Doctor.
Mark!
Akkar gave you a choice. What is your decision?
The only one I can make. I'm going to join you.
What? Doctor, you can't be serious!
Oh, but I am, Professor Travers. I've never been more serious in my life.
Concentrate. We must all concentrate. This is the turning point for our planet. Om.
Om. Om. Om. Om.
The time has come. You are ready. Focus your astral energies on the meteor in front of you. It is your link to Aquarius.
Bring the doctor forward.
Hello.
The doctor should be the last to join us. He is the symbol of your transition from what was to what is to come.
Gather around the doctor. Lift him up to Aquarius, and enlightenment shall finally be ours.
Where are we?
Is this enlightenment?
They are ready. Begin the transfer.
What's happening? What are you doing to me?
We are bringing mankind to the next stage of existence. We are the next stage, Carl Taylor. Your bodies will allow us to live a physical existence, and we shall bring the Earth into harmony with the universe.
You betrayed us!
You cannot defy us. Your mind is broken. You have given yourselves freely to us. Now it's too late.
Not yet.
What are you doing?
Your arrogance will be your undoing.
Your mind. No mind can be this strong.
No human mind, you mean.
Who are you?
I'm a traveler through time and space.
Like us?
No. You feed on worms, leaving them dead husks. I will not allow you to do that to this one.
You cannot stop us. It is too late.
Not quite, Akkar. Not when we're together. Professor Taylor, Mark, everyone, focus your minds. Not on Aquarius, but on yourselves. Don't give them a pathway into your minds. We can resist them still.
I can't, Doctor. They're too strong.
The transference has begun. The Earth will be ours.
The meteor that landed here is their conduit between their home on the asteroid and us. If we can block them from our minds, they'll be forced to return to the asteroid.
We will not go back, Doctor. This is why I now belong to us.
Not as long as we're here.
What happened? Where are we?
The meteor. It's destroyed.
It's in a million pieces.
Pity. I didn't want to destroy them.
You mean they're gone? For good?
Psionic battle between us and them was too much. It destroyed their conduit, the meteor. Since they had already begun the transference, they were destroyed as well. A great loss for the galaxy.
But they were evil.
But they had potential for such good. Think how long they must have lived to achieve life by pure thought. The knowledge that must have been lost today is incalculable.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but I don't feel any great loss.
Perhaps that would be the next step in your enlightenment, Professor Taylor. Come on, Mark. Time to go.
Goodbye, Professor.
What? Leaving now? But there are still so many questions.
I'm afraid those will have to wait for another time and another place.
How could I have been so foolish? I never realized the danger I put myself in. whole world into...
It's all part of being human, Joshua. You made a mistake. Learn from it and move on. You're alive, the Earth is safe, and you have some studies to complete. Goodbye.
But, Doctor...
Professor, you're not coming with us, are you?
What? What are you talking about?
Probably the best decision. Mark, after you.
Yes, Doctor.
What is a police box doing on campus?
Professor, haven't you learned by now that appearances can be deceiving?
I say...
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. Take action today. Join RAIN in the fight against sexual violence and volunteer in your local community. Visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org today to find out how you can make a difference.
This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Mutiny Radio.
I was dancing in my dreams. Before you left and went on my pillow.
And you're listening to Mutiny Radio, the Shame Grave Station, with a great new name.
Wow, cool.
What's cool?
The new name? What? I thought the radio's talking to me. That's weird.
What was weird?
This. I'm talking to a podcast. That's impossible.
Not really. This is Mutiny Radio. If you're listening, we're listening to...
Cool.
Mutiny Radio, the evolution has begun.
The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Why the hell are we stopping again?
I'm sorry, Hector. You know how Carlos gets sick.
We've been on the road for 4 days. We can stop for a couple of minutes. Personally, I don't want Carlos throwing up inside the van.
Thanks, Abby. You okay, mijo?
Maya, you have the worst Spanish accent in the world.
Love you, too.
Hey, look. You can see our new home from here. Isn't it beautiful?
Sure. In a cheap, gaudy slot machine type way, it's great.
Waylon, can't you take anything positively?
No, not really. But then I don't really see the homey atmosphere in seeing pimps, hookers, strippers, and tourists everywhere I look.
The choice of moving was out of our hands this time.
Damn right.
How long am I supposed to take because I said so as an acceptable answer, Hector?
Oh, Jesus. Where are they going?
Your problem with authority got old a long time ago, Waylon. If you want to run with this pack, I better not have to tell you to keep it in check again.
Ooh, a threat. Hold on, I want to add it to the tally.
Listen, you little whelp.
What did you call me?
You heard what I said. I'll call you whatever I damn well feel like.
Both of you!
Calm down. Waylon, Chicago was too crowded. People were starting to notice us.
And the population in Vegas is so much lower?
Listen.
Because when I think wide open spaces, I think Las Vegas.
You know, Waylon, you didn't have to come with us. You could have stayed behind. Alone. You remember what that's like, don't you? Being alone. That's what I thought.
It's not like he had anything to keep him there anymore.
Ow!
Carlos! That was really rude!
Sorry. Guess I threw up too hard. Wasn't thinking.
It's time to move on, Waylon. You know that better than anyone.
I think that's up for debate, Abby. Wouldn't you say?
Let's not go there right now. Carlos, can you move again?
I think so.
About time. Get your asses in the car with the rest of them. Waylon, you're free to walk.
Premier Advertising, this is Tessa Woodsman, Human Resources.
We still on for wedding favors tonight?
Well, Chloe, that depends. Is Jason going to be there?
He isn't going to be there the whole time.
Then no.
But Tessa...
You do realize you're marrying a prick, don't you?
Tessa!
Say it.
I'm marrying a prick.
Good. I'll be there at 6.
Could you call Terry and ask if she's coming?
Can't you do it?
If I call, Ginger will know. And you know what happens if Ginger finds out I've been talking to the competition.
Stop saying her name! You'll invoke the beast, and then there will be pestilence and famine throughout the land.
Okay, whack job. Now that we've got that out of the way, can you please call Terry?
She won't want to go. I, being the good friend, will tolerate Jason on your behalf. She, being the good friend who has no filter between her brain and her mouth, will not.
Tessa, is that you?
Christ!
Oh, good. It is you. This is Ginger. The girls and I have a favor we need to ask.
No.
You see, there's this club on the other side of town we're going to tonight.